National Grid says the new facility is important in its power system, starting with 115,000-volt power and transforming it down to a lower voltage. It could eventually be expanded. The substation would be built below Ohio Street, near the CSX yard and the Buffalo River Improvement Site, and the utility offered to install vegetation to screen the limited view from Ohio Street. National Grid lawyer Ben Wiesel says the substation supplies key industrial sites.
The substation will be a primary source of electricity for several of Buffalo's largest industrial and commercial uses, including the operations of General Mills, Archer Daniels Midland, the Buffalo River Improvement Corp., and the NFDA. These customers rely on a constant power supply, and they cannot afford any disruptions to their operations. The substation is required to ensure these customers have a safe and reliable power supply.
Because it's so high voltage and there will be no employees on site and no cameras, National Grid asked the zoning board for that fence and barbed wire for safety. There was significant opposition from the public during the public hearing. The board agreed to a 7-foot fence and didn't comment about the screening vegetation. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.